perfect gift for me would be completions and connections left from last year. Ski shop encounter, most interesting. Had his number but never the time. Most of 81 pass along those lines. So deck those halls, trim those trees, raise up cups of Christmas cheer. I just need to catch my breath. Christmas by myself this year.
Hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins, and over there, shortly to be coming over here, is
Aaron.
At the moment I'm playing Christmas Wrapping by The Waitresses. That is a one-hit wonder, you haven't stopped. They mean Christmas wrapping, as in old-school rhyme. What's that? Audio be about Christmas shopping. You could do. Do you want me to come and sit over there? So I come and follow you, like a roving reporter. Today we're talking about just Christmas preparations again, really, because we have actually started. Let me just fade that. I do love that song. Got a song afterwards for you that's different. I've done it, a cover version of it before, but I think CeeLo Green does a better job, really, but more about that in a minute. So yeah, we're going to quickly just be talking about, and I don't know which advent this is, because I've more often than not forgotten to do my
like
days.
I said, it's like a giant chocolate bar at the end. So Nathan has.
So it doesn't really matter if
Nathan
I don't do the dates.
Lint advent calendar.
But it's not.
But it's at my mum's.
Oh yeah.
She forgot to bring it down when they last came down, right?
Yeah.
Which means that when we get there on Thursday, you can open all the doors and eat.
Oh, cool. Okay, then that sounds like.
So we could do that in like.
And they'd be bouncing
Friday,
off the ceiling for the rest
Saturday.
Of the Christmas period.
No, hardly. I mean, it's a little tiny smidge of chocolate.
Yeah, we could do that though. That'd be good. So yeah, it's but Christmas. We think it's 10. Is it?
Terry's chocolate orange has been made smaller. It has.
Why are you talking about that? Why? How is that?
I was thinking about chocolate at Christmas. And just Christmas is ruined if Terry's chocolate orange isn't right. You
yeah,
know?
But they're not right. I mean, I had a chocolate orange not long ago, and it was full of like sweeteners. It didn't even taste. It tasted. The aftertaste of it was vile.
So
absolutely
I don't eat chocolate
vile.
Anymore. It's
you don't. You eat the occasional celebration.
I do, but I don't eat chocolate.
In celebration of not eating chocolate, I'd say, really.
Don't eat chocolate, don't eat biscuits, don't eat cake. I'm a sad cow, really.
Oh, you don't bake them either.
Yeah, that and all. I did say I would today and I didn't. So nobody believes me anymore. Do some bacon today, yeah, of course you will.
Yeah. Well, you never know. I've got to go to Birmingham for a day tomorrow and then to come back down. I'm not complaining about coming back down, but I'm kind of complaining about having to go up. Long day tomorrow. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And I've got to do a last
3 days
of
and then we're going to
last minute Christmas shopping. Yeah, 3 days we're going to.
I shouldn't really advertise that, should I?
Don't know. Well, no one listens to Audio Boom anyway, to be honest. I haven't had a single comment or anything. I don't think anyone is listening to Boom.
You can't comment because you have to log in by the website.
Which is my old...
We're not going to get into this,
but Audio Boom shouldn't even be talking about their podcasting prowess because it just doesn't exist.
But,
and they've never responded to my Facebook
comments.
Comments
are kind of an irrelevance because people want comments, but the reality is people are making such a big fuss about them not being there. We only had them for about a year.
I know, but if that was before Audio Boom started prowessing themselves as a serious podcast contender.
But they're not.
Well, they're not.
So that's all that needs to be said about that.
Right.
Their share price has gone to shit. Anyway.
I'm sorry, I'll spat at you then. Sorry, that was funny. Sorry, darling. that was funny, though. Share price has gone to shit.
It has.
Happy shitmas.
Hey.
Anyway, we were talking about, because we had a good time, didn't we? We really got our Christmas shopping underway. We've got to be careful what we talk about a little bit.
No, we can't mention what we bought.
No.
We can mention where we went, because they're fun places to go. Anyway.
Okay.
And we didn't Christmas shop in the one in particular. We just went there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Ah.
Yeah.
Which one?
The Yamaha shop.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about the Yamaha shop then, Claire. If you want to see the video that we did with Claire singing Rocket Man.
You really don't need to.
You do.
It's a load of
On a £89,000 piano.
Bargain.
Bosendorfer.
So we're shipping out the lounge suite.
Facebook.
And the dogs.
.com/VR podcasting, I think. Something like that.
The thing is, the reality is, most people really don't know the difference between an £89,000 piano and a £9,000 piano.
No.
I don't have money to buy either, as it goes. But, you know, even if you had that kind of cash, for most people, it's a piano.
Yeah.
You know.
I know a bit more, I suppose, being a piano junior and all that, of past thingy. But they did have, downstairs, had like a hybrid thing that was a... Oh no, upstairs they had a thing. I can't remember how much that one was, but the disclavia, as they call it, that was
played itself.
Yeah,
but even then the point the keys moved.
And then they had a hybrid thing downstairs, which is meant to be like a piano feel and piano sound, but really it was still a digital piano, and that was like
£13,000. But for most people, you wouldn't know.
No, but I definitely knew the difference.
But it doesn't matter, you're upstairs and playing. You're the kind of person who's going to buy it.
Yeah. No. True.
You know, that's the truth of it. Most people. I mean, in all honesty, the upright piano has gone out of business.
That's not
people
what she
no
said.
People no longer buy them.
That's not what she thought.
Well, she's not going to tell you that nobody buys them anymore when she's got, you know, £1 million worth of pianos sitting in her showroom, is she? That's the truth of it.
Yeah.
Yamaha have got 5 floors and one is their piano showroom.
They're 5?
4, actually, I think. Yeah. And one of them is their piano showroom that's got all grand pianos in it, all about 10
right.
of them.
Yeah.
And the rest of it's all digitals, loads and loads of them. And I'm not saying that the bottom of the range digitals are what I would aspire to, but the truth is that most people will buy a digital because we don't have the space to have pianos of that size. I mean, this thing was huge. It would take up, you know, if I had the money to be able to afford a 90 grand piano, I'd live in a bloody mansion, you know, because
you just would.
So, and the truth is that yes, you may go to Yamaha and buy a little upright, but most people won't. Most people will buy a digital because they want more from it and they want, you know, other things from it. And I agree with the sentiment, but most people don't even learn to play on normal pianos anymore. In fact, it's an odd thing nowadays to sit down at an actual piano and play it as opposed to a digital. And even to the point that the pianos are like a grand, like the hybrid pianos or the baby grand, the digital grand, as they call them, are built into, they're still built for their aesthetics. So you buy a grand piano shell, essentially, with a digital insert. My uncle's got one of them because he wants something better.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you should, because it's, you know, the accompaniments and stuff are just a bit rubbish, really.
Has he got accompaniments on it?
They're horrific.
Are they?
Yeah. They're like Bontempi hour. Seriously, it's just nasty stuff. It's a Suzuki. I never even knew that Suzuki made... Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
I never even knew that Suzuki made pianos.
I thought they were Yamaha.
No, it's a Suzuki.
So that just goes to show, doesn't it? I mean, we were going, oh, yeah, it sounds really good. We're thinking it was Yamaha.
But it does sound good, and why not, really, you know? And that's the key. And he said, oh, you want something better. And I said, well, what do you want it for? Do you want it as a piano, or do you want it as a keyboard, in which case, I've got a nice one for sale. In which case, you might have, you know, might buy a top-of-the-range keyboard. And he said, but I don't want it as a keyboard because I want the piano as a piece of furniture.
And then
I just want to happen to be able to play it at the same time. So it's best of both worlds.
We could take our old Tyros and you could just MIDI it up and then just open. You know where the music stand? You know the bit that you pull out on a grand piano? Maybe you could fit it on there.
I really don't think so.
Flat and then...
I don't think he needs encouraging. He has a karaoke set up in his house.
Yeah.
And neighbours.
What's he's got and to do about got... Christmas?
He's not. I was just like, you know...
Oh. Are we going to see him anyway at some point, are we?
Yeah. Over Christmas we'll day. See him at my mum's party on Friday.
It's a soiree.
Which is now essentially my dad's retirement party.
Yeah.
I finished work on Friday.
Yeah.
It's cool, eh?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And so what else about this?
So we went to Yamaha. Yeah. We went and looked at guitars and pianos and I had a quick play on the new Tyros. I said the new Tyros, the Tyros 5.
He's a few years old.
It's about 3 years old now, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I had a quick play on that. And... Nathan had a quick play on some of the guitars. Nathan would like an electric guitar in his dreams and a digital drum kit he would like, and I'd like to win the lottery.
Yeah, I'd like an electric drum kit.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. Well, whatever you can afford and when you can afford an house to put it in.
Yeah.
So we went to Yamaha, then we went to another music shop just because we could, shall we say.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was full of guitars and banjos and drums.
It's very crowded.
Very crowded. It's one of those places that's got loads of... But it's one of those shops that, if it's not a music shop, they sell, like, guitars and stuff. They've got all these racks with different guitars on
them. A bit panicky.
It was, I think, because we walked in.
What did he say? He was like...
We're very welcoming.
We're very welcoming dogs, but it's very crowded, but we love dogs.
Yeah.
Kind of idea, wasn't it?
Yeah. anyway, we stayed there for a little while, and then we went into onto Oxford Street. It was horrific.
Well, it wasn't. Didn't seem very busy at
not
first.
Not at first.
Did it?
Until we got out at lunchtime, and it was horrendous. Mm.
Yeah.
About 2 o'clock. And then we went to John Lewis.
We always like John Lewis, don't we?
We do. Yeah. And I may have spent some cash in there.
A number of pounds.
A number of pounds.
Yeah.
I think it was a bit more than a number of pounds.
Oh, dear.
And
a number of tens of pounds.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh,
anyway, moving on. And then we went to...
I spent a number of tens of pounds.
Oh, that's all right then.
On a Tyros. We are talking about that, weren't we?
No. We will talk about it when it happens.
Okay.
And then we went home. Oh, then we went to Waitrose and bought some nice cheese and some bread and stuff. And then we went home.
Yeah. And
it was very, 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 very busy.
So we started off with Christmas wrapping because that's all about, you know, nah, 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 nah. It's obviously a happy song. We like it. And then I was sort of thinking, because you got to a point where you said, we got to Charing, I think, didn't we? And
I said, you can actually walk without, the dogs have got a clear run because the dogs are stopping every few feet. And yeah. Ben, bless him, he's getting older and I think it's a little bit stressful. And he's not really done any London work for him all since I went into hospital.
He did well, though.
He did, bless him, he did, but it's still quite daunting.
Hmm.
And you had to do the escalators because I'm
that's
all
right.
To carry him onto the escalator.
Yeah, but that's not a hassle, is it? I know, but you didn't need to, did you?
And then
yeah, I know you kept saying, "Oh, I'll do it, I'll take him," and I was like, "I don't think so. There is a reason for that, darling."
Yeah, you can molt all his fur all over you.
Yeah.
So tomorrow I'm going Christmas shopping on my own, just me and Ben and my credit card.
Well, enjoy that.
I will,
and we'll catch up tomorrow with everybody.
Bye.
What I thought I'd do is play this song. It's called "Mary, Did You Know?" It's by CeeLo Green. Well, this version is originally by Michael English. Yeah, I could see that from some of the album titles. And I say it's all about asking the question of Mary, you know, did she realise what child she was bringing into the world? Well, obviously she did because the angel told her, but I like the wondering and the pondering of it.
Mary's not an angel anymore.
And it was reflective.
She's now a fallen angel.
That's another...
Mary.
Ooh!
The angel.
He didn't. You can't say stuff like that. That's horrible.
Which
again? I was about to be all reflective and...
Oh, I'll leave you to it then.
Now I don't know what to do. I will just play it.
I'll leave you to reflect now.
No, you are?
I'll leave you to reflect now.
Yeah. Oh, that's the wrong song anyway. So here it is.
Mary, did you know? your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the grave.